Time for us to get Lorain County back to work. We have with us the job genius Chad Grude from Express Employment Professionals joining us on the line. Good morning, Chad. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Great. So what can we look forward to? It's a sunshiny day, a bright day, a great sports weekend. People are enthusiastic, excited. How can we get them back to work today?
To get them back to work today, this is going to be a great week. If they can apply online and come to the office, spend some time with them. Employers are hiring throughout Lorain County.
Express Employment Professionals, you can reach them at 992 Abbey Road in Elyria, or you can call 723-2871. Chad, what are some of the options out there now for people? What areas are the jobs that you see that you're looking to fill?
Well, I would like to basically talk a little bit about the manufacturing environment. And in Lorain County, the manufacturing environment throughout Lorain County is strong. But the challenge is that the majority of the positions in manufacturing is that entry-level position, that starting point where I think many of us in our careers, wherever we're at right now, have started somewhere, worked in that entry-level spot, whether it be in manufacturing, whether it be at McDonald's, that minimum wage job. And so the majority of the positions out there are those positions. So the challenging part is with as many individuals that are looking for employment, they've way surpassed that level of earnings, and they're, you know, in life with having kids, with having a mortgage or rent or cars, cannot live on that entry-level position. And that's the majority of the jobs that are available out there. So the, you know, what I would like to share with job seekers is, you know, sort of doing a career makeover and taking a little bit of time to, you know, assess your past, assess yourself, and, you know, before you get ready to put your resume together to or go into an interview is to do a few things. And one is identify your strengths and weaknesses and pinpoint those things about yourself, like, you know, what things do I avoid because I lack the confidence to do them, or, you know, what am I best at, and define those areas, and also, you know, what are the areas that I feel if I could sharpen those skills or improve those about me that I'd be more valuable to an employer. So I think that would be one area to start when we're getting ready to go out and do the career makeover or start something new.
Chad, does it help to bounce that off somebody else? Because sometimes people might have a little overinflated value of themselves.
Craig, yes, I think that's a great idea. You know, always look to those around us, especially our closest family members or our closest friends, and ask them that question. You know, tell them, what do you see in me? You know, what are my strengths? What do you see as my weaknesses? And try to have them assess your value. I think that's spot on, Craig.
Of course, that is something that you do over with Express Employment Professionals. You kind of have a guide, probably a questionnaire of sorts that you must take people through on something like this.
Yes, we do. We go through an ISO-certified interview process. We spend time speaking with each individual to identify those strengths and weaknesses. But one of the questions that I always ask is, you know, if I was talking to your best friend, what would they say about you? If I was talking to somebody that you didn't get along with, what would they say about you? You know, those two questions give a good perspective to an individual, and a lot of times when you ask that to them, they uncover things about themselves that they really didn't pay attention to, maybe.
And those are things that maybe the employer will key upon at some point. We always talk about, when someone says greatest weakness, greatest strength. What do you think about those terms when they come to evaluating somebody?
Well, I think they're probably two of the most important areas of the interview. When you're sitting with somebody and you ask them that question and they don't know their strengths and they don't know their weaknesses, it's going to be pretty tough to help that individual, you know, get into the role that they may think that they're prepared for. So self-reflection and knowing yourself and knowing what areas you need to work on to improve, to add value to an employer or other areas of, you know, of your life. And, you know, as far as the strengths, knowing them and knowing how to use them to navigate the employment world.
Chad, how does one deal with that in an interview situation? How does one deal with that "what's your weakness" question? Because you put something out there and you just might boot yourself out of a job.
Well, I think there's sort of a flip side. Most people think that. But in the interview process, when somebody can confidently identify and articulate their weaknesses and they know what they are and they can give a good plan on how they're working on improving them and overcoming them, an employer is going to be more apt to want that individual than somebody that doesn't even know what their weaknesses are or who's not willing to share their weaknesses.
I suppose part of that, though, when you're initially setting this up, if you can kind of identify a weakness, you can try to start changing it already so that you can kind of explain how you've maybe learned from a past experience. You don't want to tell somebody, "I'm always late, that's my weakness." Of course,
sure.
you probably didn't show up to the interview on time, but obviously you want to make it seem sort of a positive or something that is not so much of a flaw, but obviously makes you somewhat human. Of course, putting all this down into a resume is the other key to this whole thing, so because that's the one thing that gets into the door, perhaps, and somebody takes a look at it. That has to be.
Yeah, the resume is a very critical part of the employment process, but I would say more so than the resume would be what you do after submitting the resume. You know, your resume may not be at the top of the list, but it's a follow-up call or a follow-up email. It's the extra effort in between submitting the application or resume and the interview. It's all that extra work. If you just send a resume out and you're sitting there hoping somebody's going to call, your chances are going to be very slim that you're going to get a call. It's sending that email, you know, thank you card for allowing me to apply. It's stopping at the office and leaving your name at the gatekeeper's desk, letting them know that you applied, that you're, you know, looking hopefully for an interview. It's those individuals that you know go the extra mile that will probably end up having a seat at the table. And I'm talking, you know, outside of Express Employment Professionals here, because we're sort of doing that for you. So
now, if people want to get more details of what you do with Express Employment Professionals, what's the best way for them to get in touch with you, Chad?
The best way is 440-723-2882. Stop by our office at 992 Abbey Road North in Elyria, or visit us on the website at www.expresspros.com/LorraineOH.
Our job genius this morning joining us, Chad Gruitt. We'll talk again next Monday, getting Lorain County back to work. Appreciate your time, Chad.